Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who needs to have their memory screened and why? Let's go in-depth with Tara Leidy with the Pella Regional Health Center. Well, Tara, at Pella Regional, you're going to be conducting memory tests. Is that what you're calling it?
Right. We're doing memory screenings. We've been doing them, trying to do them annually, and this will be our fourth year, I believe.
Fourth year. All right. So memory screening, that's different than a test, right?
Yes. Although you're kind of getting a free test, to be honest, because it's not, it is a test we would use if somebody was coming in for an assessment. You just won't get all the follow-up for it. We're trying to get a baseline with everybody to get their to get a baseline of their memory skills, and then we'd like to have them test that every year just to see if there's anything going on that we can catch early.
Okay, and so it's going to happen the day that this airs. It'll be over with by the final time this airs at 4, but you can still come and get this assessment, right?
Yeah, if we had screenings available today from 9 to 3, and if you weren't able to come and are interested, we want you to just call the clinic and set up a time. We'd be happy to have you come in and get a screening done.
And what do you do the screening for?
We're looking at general thinking skills, but more specifically memory, I guess, and just to see, just to get your baseline, or to see if you've declined, or you're improving, or...
Shall we test mine?
If you want.
I guess it's a test.
Yes,
I guess it's
let's
a screening.
It.
We're going to screen me. All right, I've got to remember that. Yeah. All right, so what if I don't do well?
Well, if you don't do well, then we always encourage you to talk to your physician and find out why, because there's lots of different reasons you might not do well. And so the doctor might do some blood work. They might check vitamin levels, thyroid levels, start you on a vitamin, just do some other assessments.
All right.
If it's still, everything comes back normal, a lot of times you might benefit from having some speech therapy to work on these cognitive skills.
More in depth after this.
I continued getting my memory screened with Tara Leidy with the Pella Regional Health Center. Well, all right, so maybe you'll be able to help me but I don't know, maybe I'm doing just fine.
Maybe you're going to pass.
Yeah, all right, well, let's try it.
All right.
Is it hard?
Is it hard? It's not hard if you know how to do it.
Oh, well, I've never seen it before.
No.
All right,
okay.
We'll see.
All right, so this first part here, it's a paper pencil at the beginning here. So what I have is numbers and letters. What I want you to do is to use one line to connect them in order, but you have to alternate between a number and a letter. So it's going to be 1A, 2B, number, letter, number, letter.
With one line.
Yep.
Number, letter, and starting at the lowest number to the, I guess it's not lowest letter, first letter.
You're going to start here at 1.
Okay.
They kind of get you started and then...
Then I get going?
Go from there, yeah.
So 1A, 2B. B, oops, I broke the pencil. 2B, 3C, 4D, 5E. There's nothing else.
Okay. And the second part, we just have a 3D picture. I want you to copy it down below.
Copy it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not a very good artist.
That counts.
It does. Oops. Can I erase?
You can erase.
Okay, there. Let's see. That goes back there. Not very straight. Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, and then the last paper and pencil part for you is I want you to draw the face of a clock. So make sure it's big enough you can fit all the numbers in there.
All of them? Okay. Face of a clock. 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Talking out loud helps some.
Mm-hmm. Some people. And put the hands at 4:05. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good strategy that you've developed over the years.
Talking out loud,
mm-hmm.
is it?
Mm-hmm.
It helps me out.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Now we have some pictures here. Can you just tell me what they are?
It's a giraffe and a bear and a hippopotamus.
Okay. The next part, we start with memory a little bit. So I'm going to give you 5 words. We'll practice them 2 times. Then we do some of the other parts of the test. I'll come back and see how many you can remember.
5 words. I have to remember 5 words?
Yep.
Okay, can I repeat them?
You can.
I can do what I want?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the 5 words. Truck, banana, violin, desk, green. You saying back to me now?
Truck, banana, violin, desk, green.
Okay, I'm going to give them to you once more. Truck, banana, violin, desk, green.
Truck, banana, violin, desk, green.
Okay, hang on to those. I'm going to ask you again in a few minutes what the words are. Fair warning.
Okay. We'll see. I'm already forgetting.
All right, I want you to say these numbers after me. 3, 2, 9, 6, 5.
3, 2, 9, 6, 5.
Say these numbers after me, but in the reverse order I give them to you. 852.
258.
Does it help you if you talk really fast?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm leaking information if I do that.
All right. This next part, I want you to start at 90 and subtract by 7s until I stop you.
Okay. 90, 83, 76, 69, 62, 50... Lots of pressure here.
You're on the radio.
55.
Okay. All right. You can stop there.
48,
that's
41.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay. Say these sentences after me exactly as I say them. Okay. A bird can fly into closed windows when it's dark and windy.
A bird can fly into closed windows when it's dark and windy.
Okay. In this sentence, the caring grandmother sent groceries over a week ago.
Caring grandmother sent groceries over a week ago.
Okay. The next part, I'm going to give you 1 minute to name as many words as you can think of that start with an S.
An S?
Yep. Since we're on the radio, keep it clean.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me get my clock here. Okay. Ready?
Snake, snooker, silly, Sam, sad, Sicily, silent, second, serious, serendipitous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Silvalagus, it's a genus of rabbit.
Nobody's ever said that before.
Silvalagus, no, they're little rabbits, little bunnies. 7, 17, 70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll quit that. 700. Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine. I'm not doing very well, am I?
You're doing great.
I'm doing great, okay.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. That's it.
That's it.
Pressure.
Yep. All right, good. I imagine it is harder when you know a million people are listening, right? Okay. Tell me how a diamond and a ruby are alike.
They're both precious stones.
Okay. And a cannon and a rifle.
They're both weapons.
Okay. Now, do you remember those 5 words?
Truck, banana, violin, desk. Truck, banana, violin, desk. That's it. Forgot the last one.
Okay. And can you tell me what month it is?
It's November.
And the year?
2015.
And the day of the week?
It is Wednesday.
And the date today?
The date is the 25th of November.
And where we're at?
We're in Billy's office at Pella Regional.
In what city?
Pella.
Okay. That's the test.
That's the test.
That's it.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
I feel like I sort of fell apart on the letter S.
You got 17 words in a minute, and you only need 11 to get a point on it, so you overachieved.
Okay good.
And said words nobody else has said before, so I could give you extra points.
Okay.
I can't really, but... Okay, you want me to score it?
Yeah, let's score it.
Let's see...
More in depth after this.
I continued getting my memory screened with Tara Leidy with the Pella Regional Health Center.
Okay. 29 out of 30.
All right. So I blew it on that one sentence. I forgot the one word.
Nope. You did the sentences right. The only thing you missed was one of the memory words, one of the five.
One of the five.
Yeah.
Okay. So 29 out of 30, I'm doing okay.
29 out of 30 is good. 26 or above is considered normal. So.
I'm normal.
Yeah. You're normal.
Okay.
So what we would like then is if you do it again next year, and I would hope you would get 29 again next year or better. If all of a sudden you got a 24, which isn't bad, but that's a big change in 1 year's time, then that would need to be looked at, I think.
Okay. And I'm not going to remember this test next year. You're going to give me the same one?
I will give you a different variation of this test.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Same right. Format, but not quite the same.
It's a clever little test, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, it looks at a lot of different areas. So we're looking at delayed memory, immediate memory, attention, some of the executive functioning that you did at the beginning with the 1A, 2B is actually a pretty complex task. The 3D design, the clock draw is a pretty classic test for dementia, that people tend to have trouble on that when they're showing signs of dementia. Some language skills. So it looks at a lot of different things.
All right. And so now I have my baseline established.
Right.
All right. And so let's just say, I mean, what score would have you worried?
Well, anything below a 26, I guess, again, is not considered normal. If you're just a little below that, it kind of depends on how concerned you are. If you're concerned, if you're like, I'm going through the day and I keep forgetting things and I'm having trouble, then we should probably try some therapy or see your doctor. If you score around 21, that's considered a mild cognitive impairment. And if you're in those low to mid-20s, that's a great window of opportunity to get intervention because we can help
and, how can
and
you
improve
help
your
me?
Score. By specifically working on some of those skills, I mean, we can exercise your brain, working on problem solving and reasoning and thought organization and teach you skills and exercise your brain. It's just like any other muscle in your body. It can get stronger.
Okay. And some of it, this comes about, the loss of memory comes from not using your brain, but I'm guessing some of it's genetic too.
There is a genetic component. It's not hard and fast. It's not... My grandma has dementia, and so I'm going to get it. It's not that black and white. You're probably at higher risk for maybe something along those lines, but there's lots and lots of things you can do to ward it off.
Okay, so both of my grandmas had it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that?
So I think you can, you know, you're active, you're social, you're, you know, if you eat well, if you exercise, there's a lot of different things that go into that. If you keep your mind active... that's all going to help.
Mm-hmm. All right, but it's something that we would work out with the doctor and you, mm-hmm. and we'd try to figure out what the best course of treatment is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So first, if you don't get a normal score, I do encourage people to see their doctor because, like I said, there's lots of reasons that can happen, and maybe it's a really simple fix and you need to take a vitamin.
Some of it's just sort of natural as we get older, though, huh?
To a degree, I mean, I don't think just because you reach a certain age, you're automatically going to have memory problems.
So that's not a good excuse?
No. A lot of people use it, but it shouldn't be, well, I'm 80 now, so that's why I can't remember. Not necessarily. There's a lot of 80-year-olds that don't have any memory problems.
Mm-hmm. I've always had a hard time with names, though. I mean, mm-hmm. Is that just me, or is that common? There's certain things some people have?
Having trouble with names is probably one of the most common complaints people have. And that's not really an age-related thing. And, you know, there's a few simple strategies you can use for that, but sometimes I think that is what it is a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's pretty common. Pretty
okay.
common.
So we should do this every year?
I'm recommending every year, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just to stay on top of it if there are some changes. Because the sooner you recognize the changes, then the better the outcome's going to be. Whether it's some medication you need to be on or therapy that you need to have or changes in lifestyle, the sooner the better.
I'm not going to, in all likelihood, have a precipitous decline where coming in once a year, where I should come in more often than that, or?
Well, if you notice changes, if you notice you did this today and 9 months later you're like, geez, I'm not thinking as well as I should, I'm kind of concerned about it, come in, we'll do it again.
Because there's something that might be able to be done.
Right.
Well, this is a pretty, this is a pretty easy thing to engage. It's mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it, but I guess sometimes I worry. I'm one of those people mm-hmm. that worry when I go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything to mm-hmm. worry about, really.
It's not. A lot of people do get nervous when they come in because memory screening is kind of a scary thing, and I think especially if you do have some concerns about your memory, you kind of get nervous. But it's pretty straightforward. It's not scary. I'm not going to hurt you. It's pretty quick and easy. Some good information.
And who are you recommending? How old do you want us to be to come?
Any adult.
Any adult.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to come in if I'm a kid, if I'm in my 20s, though.
You know, probably not in your 20s. But if you have concerns, you should come in.
Okay.
But we've had, in the last 4 years, people in their 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, 50s, all the way up. So, like I said, it's not, you don't come in because you're worried something's wrong, necessarily. You're coming in because it's a wellness test. It's just, it should be part of the package, I feel like. Every year you go in and you see your doctor every year, just get a checkup. This should be part of the checkup.
Anything else you want to add?
Just like I said, if you missed the memory screening today, feel free to call the rehab center at the hospital, and we're happy to have you come in. We'll work out a time for you and just have you get the screening done.
Do I get a gold star or anything?
Not for 29. If you would have gotten 30.
Okay, I'll shoot for that for next year.
All right, that's a good goal.
Thanks to Tara Leidy for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.